Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So it's likely you've heard about topping your onions, but is it worth topping onions, or should you even do it at all? Well, most universities agree that removing approximately 4 centimeters from the surface after they germinate can help with some initial root development, and that the general recommendations of 1 inch or 1.5 inches is excessive, and continual topping actually can become detrimental to the bulb. So we're going to go over the science of what's going on when we top and whether or not it's worth your time to top said onions, as well as ways you can actually increase bulb growth or development based on university studies. For those of you that don't know what topping onions means, it typically means just removing of this top portion of your seedling. And the general recommendation is to remove a lot of this. However, universities say 4 centimeters is more than enough and just one application rather than repeatedly going in and removing those lengths. I'm not going to argue because they are delicious. They are delicious. The theory made up by gardeners is when we top our onions, we are redirecting the plant brain to developing more root and bulb than upper biomass. And while this seems logical, the truth is that it's actually having the opposite effect. The leaves or stems, as some people like to call them, of onions are used for photosynthesis. The more photosynthetic biomass we have above ground, the more photosynthesis taking place, and therefore the more glucose or sugars that are being released into the plant. What builds bulb, whether it's a tulip or a tuber type plant like turmeric or ginger or onion, has to do with sugars. The more sugars present in the plant, the bigger that bulb becomes. And this is actually down to a science. We know that if we can measure the biomass above ground on an onion, both in length and total number of leaves, we can actually give a rough estimate on what the bulb size can be. And onion growers on a large scale will actually utilize this to determine when it's time to harvest or break the stems before harvesting to allow that dry out process. So don't top throughout the season and top sparingly before you go to transplant outdoors. Now, one thing that can be noted is that when we top before transplanting, we typically find the plants more manageable to deal with and therefore easier to plant. And that's why many will top in that initial transplant phase, because no one likes to pot up or transplant up very floppy plants. So what factors do affect bulb size, and how can we increase the bulb size of our onions if we can't rely on the old wives' tale of topping or removing that biomass throughout the season? So the first thing you can do is actually start from seed. I've talked about this many times over, but seeds versus sets, seeds are always superior when it comes to better bulb formation. Next up is actually transplanting outdoors while it's still relatively cool. These onion plants typically like a cooler soil to be able to form the bulb, similar to tulips in this way. If we're able to get our onions outdoors earlier and while that soil is still relatively cool, we tend to see more bulb formation. As the soil begins to heat up, the bulb formation begins to slow down. So the more time you have in a cooler soil, the better. So that means get your transplants out as early as possible and cover if needed when there is a frost. One study I looked at shockingly showed a massive increase in bulb formation when nitrogen was applied. The reason for this is because nitrogen immediately affected the upper biomass present on the plant. The more nitrogen present in the soil, the more biomass we tend to see, and therefore more leaves we tend to see, more photosynthesis, and ultimately bigger bulbs because
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
More sugar. So in particular, an application of calcium nitrate was the best method for developing bulbs, but any form of nitrogen will work. The other fertilizer is actually sulfur. Sulfur is not only known for giving it its pungent taste in onions, but also helping with bulb formation. Now, this classically speaking, can be lacking in some soils. So the addition of sulfur through either synthetic or organic fertilizers is going to be very important in an environment where you are growing onions or any sort of allium, actually, garlic included. Next up is removing weeds. Now, onions really hate competition, and the best way to remove that competition is to weed it out. Make sure you don't intercrop onions and make sure you give them enough space to allow for bulb development. This means removing anything that is not an onion that's meant to be in that place whenever possible. I like to weed my onions weekly to help remove that competition, and you'd be very shocked by the results of this. Next up is when you go to transplant them outdoors, don't plant them too deep. It's very typical for these plants to look a little floppy when you transplant them outdoors, and that's particularly true if you're not topping them. So don't stress out about the floppiness, take a breath, and actually plant them at the depth they're meant to be transplanted at. I can do a video when that time comes for me to transplant outdoors. Ultimately, a bulb that's closer to the surface tends to do best because it's not as restricted by the surrounding soil. Next tip is loose soil. Now, there's different methods to achieve this, from tillage or double dig or a broad fork method if you're interested in a no-till, low-till, even though that's debatable in the soil science world if that would be considered that. But I digress. This is the best way to allow for bulb formation. Now, after the bulb is planted, obviously you want to limit your root disruption. The next best method for allowing for bulb formation is actually spooning. Yes, it's called spooning under onions. What you're gonna do is dig out the surrounding soil and leave a gap essentially between the bulb and the soil surface and allow the bulb to grow into that space. This is really important because this is essentially the equivalent of loose soil. Absence of soil is loose soil. This is a great way to help with that. And last tip is full sunshine. I always used to think that onions could be grown anywhere, but last year I planted onions literally in every spare inch of my garden. And the onions in full sun were about twice the size of those that were in shade or part shade. Now, this comes down to, again, the photosynthesis, the upper biomass, and you name it. I think I could probably blame some of the reason for the part shade ones being a little lower in biomass on the fact that my husband liked eating the green tops as he walked out to a shop, and that garden's right in that space. So maybe that accounts for some of the reason why those bulbs were smaller, but ultimately sun is a big factor. These are commonly touted as something that can be grown in low light, and while they can be grown in low light, the best results are found in full sun. They can also be grown in containers, so that is something to keep in mind. If you don't have a ton of full sun in your area, a container and then mobilizing that container based on where the sun is may be the key to you growing onions in your home. Now, many will argue that onions are cheaper to buy at the grocery store, and they are very inexpensive. But if you've ever eaten an onion grown in your garden, you will be absolutely blown away by the flavor. Not only that, but they tend to be kind of the holy grail when you grow a bigger onion, because they are difficult for even just some master gardeners to be able to achieve. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you did, of course, as always, be sure to give this video a thumbs up and subscribe and leave a comment down below on all your onion growing tips. It greatly helps the channel. I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.